This is Alan.
And the Grizz.
Just a few quick messages before the start of the episode. First of all, thank you very much for listening to Rise of the Robots. If you can, we really appreciate it if you can rate and review us at the end of the episode, obviously, on your podcatcher of choice. Ratings and reviews are how we get onto the charts. Really, we would really appreciate it. Also, if you subscribe on your podcaster of choice, that would be fantastic. We are going to be airing episodes every Monday. Also, if you want to get in contact with us, well, you can email us at rotrpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also get in touch with us on our Facebook, which is Rise of the Robots, and our Twitter, at podcastrotr. That's podcast R-O-T-R.
And finally, just a reminder that Rise of the Robots is held under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license. Enjoy the episode. It's the last show of 2019 for Rise of the Robots. I'm Alan.
And I'm Grizzly Claws.
And you are listening to our coverage of the heavyweight tournament of the 1999 BattleBots Pay-per-view!
Coming to you live from the All-American Sports Park in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the BattleBots 1999 pay-per-view! And now here are your hosts, the human hosts, Dan Dudnick and Laurie Michael, and their robot host, Y2K2!
So yes, welcome to the final show of the year. We were hoping to have a guest, unfortunately that's fell through. But hey, you've got us!
Yay!
Okay, I'm just going to cut that out.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So yes, it's the last show of the year.
We were going to have a guest, but sadly Santa's busy this time of year.
Yes, he was a bit busy, so he had to cancel on us. However, we've got plenty of delights to keep us entertained.
Indeed.
So, we'll start off with the opening video of this pay-per-view, which is a random sunset.
Not even sure if that's actually in Vegas. But then we get a shot of Tazbot driving down the streets of Vegas. Can't believe I've walked those same streets as Tazbot, one of my idols and who I aspire to be when I grow up.
And there's various other bits and pieces, videos backstage. And then a creature of hell appears. What the fuck is this thing? Y2K2. It looks like it's meant to be some sort of cyberpunk monkey bear.
The part that I hate the most about it is the fact that it wears, you know, like boots, like Doc Martens. Like, but why is the rest of you not clothed, but yet you wear shoes? I hate you.
I love that that's actually the problem you have with it.
No, there's many problems, but that one's the worst.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it sits at a podium that looks like it's stuffed up its arse.
But anyway, yeah, just to make this clear, so you have simultaneously two presenters who are trying to do a proper, serious, professional sports type intro.
Maybe a little too serious this, because Dan Dudnick has no charisma to speak of.
I mean, he is an experienced roboteer, so you can see why
he's
there.
He sure is, yes.
And then joining them is the demon monkey robot from hell.
With a chip stabbed up its arse.
It is the most bizarre looking thing.
Oh, it's creepy. It's trying to be cool and edgy like 1999 was by having a mohawk and
talking like this.
Yeah. Thank fuck we have this on silent.
Then get a basic explanation for people that have not seen BattleBots before of some of the procedures. So they explain the weight classes. They explain that they have health and safety procedures, which is nice to know that someone in 99 does.
It's been goddamn time.
They explain to you what weapons you're not allowed to have.
Yes.
And they then explore the battle box. The guy who built the battle box seems to be very proud of the fact that he can hit the wall with a hammer.
Nice.
And then we get on to the judges and how they judge the fight. The only thing I do love, because they name the three judges.
Mm-hmm. Judge number one, Bob Pitzer. Judge number two, Gary Klein. And judge number three, Dr. Joanne Pransky.
What I do love is that for some reason, doctor's in quotation marks.
Doctor.
So we start off with...
Am I just going to introduce everything in this episode like this?
Hey, you signed up for it.
Yep, I kind of committed to this unintentionally.
So the next thing they show highlights from previous round.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about the... There was a couple of dark matches that we also had just before this. Will you very quickly run over them? Because it will literally take seconds.
Right, well, if I go through everything that's on here first.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a pre-qualifying round where Frenzy defeated Annihilator.
Okay.
Killer Ramp defeated a Blunt Force Trauma.
Okay.
Ronan defeated Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Namrico 3000 defeated Minotaur.
Minotaur?
Not that one.
No.
Malicious Mischief defeated Mr. Bone Stripper. That is an awesome name.
Mr. Bonestripper.
Voltark defeated Slugger.
Uh-huh.
And Mortis defeated Monster.
Uh-huh.
Then we get on to the matches we do see. Which is Biohazard defeating Frenzy.
So these are still highlighted, but this is the... So essentially this thing has been going on like almost all day.
Or it could have been going on the previous day, and this is the action.
Maybe.
Vlad the Impaler defeated Killer Amp 2.
Yep, see, Killer Amp still looking pretty much the same as he did in that last tournament.
Yep.
With no spinning device.
Nightmare defeated Namrico 3000.
Ah, good old Nightmare.
Rhino defeated Ronin. With its weird Japanese saw blade weapon.
They are beautiful.
Voltark defeated Razor.
Boo.
Incredibly. And Mortis defeated Tazbot.
In a match that has actually since been released onto the interwebs.
Yep. Which, it's quite a back and forth match. Really tight.
It really actually is. Surprisingly, like... I mean, Mortis wins the match with six points to three, which is quite tight in terms of, you know, judge's decision. But
there's also a couple of dark matches you were saying.
Yes, there was Slugma is a fucking Pokemon. Slugger versus Frenzy. And so pretty much, Slugger spins up to top speed. Like what Slugger is two giant wheels on a bar, on a battle. With a bar that has like a kind of spinny hammer axe thingy. So it spins up very fast. You know, everybody knows Frenzy at this point. It kind of bounces off Frenzy a few times and then Slugger catches on fire and is out instantly. And the second match is Voltark versus Slugger.
Oh.
Where Voltark runs full pelt, bounces into Slugger. Slugger stops. And then Voltark literally just sits there for about 2 minutes.
Waiting.
Stuck against the wall. Trying to lift its arm up and pulling up the fucking side of the arena.
Well, that would appear to be maybe what was the first round tournament that I mentioned.
Ah.
So, that was probably that match there. So, we then cut to Lewis, who's taking our backstage interviews. And I don't think Lewis feels too comfortable. No one seemed to explain to him what gaffer's tape is.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's just like, all these expensive robots that are built with metal and wires.
Yeah.
And then they use these insane tools like hammers and gaffer's tape.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like someone's, it's almost like he's been asked to do it as a bet.
Yeah, you're going to go in here with absolutely no knowledge. All you know is there's robot combat happening, and you need to blump your way through this.
Hi guys, Alan.
And the Grizz.
Here with a slight break from the main show. Just say thanks to the people about whom this podcast would not be possible. Firstly, to Greg Watt, who designed the Rise of the Robots logo. Before I butchered it slightly.
Also want to give a quick shout out to Technolax, who do our theme song, Master Machine. You can check out Technolax on YouTube or their website at technolax.com to listen to all of their royalty-free tracks.
And then we kick off the first ever BattleBots pay-per-view with the defending triple-time champion.
With one of the biggest feuds in robot combat history. Biohazard, ranked number one versus ranked number five, Vlad the Impaler. Or, as M. Mark Biero, the ring announcer would say,
Vlad the Impaler
versus ranked number one, Biohazard.
So, to put this, but you're basically kicking off your pay-per-view with Stone Cold Steve Austin versus...
We said Kurt Angle before.
Kurt Angle, yeah.
Because there is no La Machine in this tournament.
No La Machine, though the team was back. If you remember us talking about Ginzu. The saw wheel robot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the same guy.
Ah.
He's the father of BattleBots as
he
well.
He sure is.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Especially, like...
It especially must be... now, you're all... Your only hope in the English-speaking world. Well, that and BuggleBots.
But when BuggleBots?
Monday, 7 p.m. GMT on our YouTube channel.
So, we get to the actual fight. Y2K2 goes...
It's so annoying.
Yeah, and he goes, time to kick some robot!
Yeah, let's kick some robot.
So, we start the fight, and there's shite music in the background, and the audio mix is really strange, yep. So the commentary is really quiet, and it's a shame,
right.
Because you actually...
Just start commentating as if you're a commentator, and then I'll just be the music over you.
So the master... Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. So,
I'm sorry, your ears.
Yeah, we will be turning that volume down.
Yeah, love it.
So, the actual match itself, Vlad immediately gets underneath Biohazard. Rams Biohazard into the wall, and it turns over Biohazard, and the way that Biohazard lands, it lands on top of the saw blades that come out the floor. So it's the same arena that we were discussing last week in the super heavyweight arena.
Yes, pretty much the same battle box that we kind of have these days. Everybody knows the saw blades, or the kill saws as they are called. It's just the saws that actually helped the flip of Vlad the Impaler to get Bioshock over. And yeah. As I kind of said, like, I'm pretty sure I said this last week, I think the only reason Biohazard was able to self-rate itself in 1987 is because it didn't have the skirts.
Yeah.
And the skirts are now preventing Biohazard from getting over.
So, yeah, so Vlad the Impaler manages to knock out the triple champion.
In the first round.
That's incredible.
It is. And plus, you know what? Like, Vlad the Impaler finally beat Biohazard after everything they've been through, and he'd done it on pay-per-view in front of so many more viewers.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, that's the time to do it.
Yeah. Like, all of the revenge just came back tenfold. And I bet you know what, the two of them probably after this event was over went out for a beer together. Just Biohazard and Vlad the Impaler were just out having beers in Vegas.
So we then go to Rhino versus Nightmare.
Rhett number 3, Rhino versus Rhett number 7, Nightmare.
Oh, the day when cheap robots were viable.
Mm.
Also, don't get this, from the creative mind. So when they're announcing the robots, it's... Yeah. Well, I'll let you do it.
From the creative mind of Jim Smentowski, it's Nightmare!
So...
It's not just from the career of, it's from the creative mind of.
Yes. So Nightmare is a robot, I think it still fights to this day.
Yep.
It's this enormous structure with the most ridiculously oversized vertical spinning blade you can imagine.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like he... Is that a Goldberg t-shirt that kid was wearing? Nice. I mean, not nice. I hate Goldberg. But anyway, wrestling. So Nightmare wasn't in the most recent season of BattleBots, but it did have exhibition match against Mammoth, which was unaired. And we're now waiting on BattleBots to put it out for us. Please, thank you. Hurry up with that.
So the opponent, Rhino, is a diamond-shaped bot. Flat. It is a flat top. Runs in vertical, and it has as its main weapons a chain tail and a front ramming spike that has an enormous amount of power. It's a really phenomenal weapon.
It definitely does.
So Nightmare is outmaneuvered by Rhino very early on. Rhino manages to hit one of the wheels with its spike. It manages to get quite a few hits on Nightmare's wheels, and it ends up destroying one of the wheels outright.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Nightmare also begins to lose some of the momentum in its weapon, which means that Rhino is able to get right in close to do yet more damage. The fight ends up going to the judges, who roll it 7-2 in favour of Rhino.
I mean, it was just that one hit with the spike that really, really took it for Rhino in that match.
Also, there's
like one perfect hit right into the tire.
The one other thing that I've noticed that's really strange, so they show this sort of scorecard, and it was like how many times someone's flipped, how many times someone hit.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bear any relation.
It's just kind of the stats of the match, but like there were times where that came up and I generally thought that was the judge's score.
Which will become very important for one of the next matches coming up. In fact, this very match coming up, which is Mortis versus Voltark.
Yes.
So Mortis is the classic British bot, tank robot with... now with a flipper and axe blade. So this is the season 3 configuration of Mortis.
Mm-hmm.
It also has sponsors.
Mm. Well, it probably always had sponsors, but just, Robot Wars is never about pimping out the sponsors.
So Voltark is a triangular robot, wedge shape, with a lifter at the front, and unusually... Basically, encompassing the back of this robot is a detachable...
So a scoop?
Scoop thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I take it that's an addition to the original robot, because I don't think it had it in the Long Beach configuration.
Not that I can remember. Although, Long Beach was a long time ago.
Yep. So...
20-something years. So, yeah, like, Mortis tries its best to be, impactful in this match with its
his axe and everything, but he does keep getting lifted up quite a lot by Voltark's weapon.
Yeah, Voltark is able to get underneath it very easily.
Yeah.
Though obviously Mortis is able to turn back over quite easily. And then eventually what happens is Voltark then rams Mortis onto the saw blades.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last minute of the fight, Voltark just seems to suddenly slow.
Yeah. It almost feels as if, like, because it was probably on top for the first, like, half of the match, that kind of took favour with the judges, maybe?
Yeah, because what happens is, at the end, it actually, Voltark hits itself with the saw blades.
Yeah.
And then once, what then happens is, Mortis then actually turns the fight around. Well, we're just watching the fight, actually, just whilst we're talking. And, yeah, Mortis gets free, and then it manages to flip Voltark over. But because of when the flip over actually occurs, it actually runs out of time to get a knockout.
Yeah. Because there's always the count out kind of rule of BattleBots. Like...
Yeah, because basically what happens is the scoop thing ends up sticking, and that means that Voltark is actually stuck on its base.
Which isn't the first time that this happens. Spoilers, Voltark actually wins and goes on to the next round. But there's a match later on where once again, like, Voltark gets flipped over and this same thing happens. Obviously, we'll get to it in due time. But Voltark takes the victory with the judge's decision in 6-3. Although, like, the thing is, Mortis...
The scorecard has Mortis ahead.
Yes, that's right. Which was... The first time I watched this, I thought the scorecard was the judge's decision.
Yeah.
And I got really excited, thinking Mortis was going to go through. And then it was announced that, no, Voltark went through.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Because also, like, the way that, like, Mortis flipped up Voltark there, and Voltark got stuck, and then, like, Mortis probably should have left it, because it couldn't have self-righted.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you're right, it didn't have a lot of time left on the clock, but it might have, like, maybe put that in the judges' heads, like, well, Mortis just incapacitated it there. All it needed was that one shot.
Absolutely.
But, yep, as we say, Voltark advances to the next round. And so, coming up next, it's going to be ranked number 9, Punjar!
Which looks a lot like La Machine now.
Yep. Yep, pretty much ripping that off now since La Machine ain't doing much.
And its opponent is Killer Hearts.
Killer Hearts!
Killer Hearts, the robot that we've seen before. So Killer Hearts charges immediately into Punjar. I'm sure we get to see Y2K2's nut.
Ew.
It's giant bolt, as it were.
Ew.
It looks like it has a willy.
Ew. I can't say I ever noticed that, and I kind of don't want to go back and check.
Be thankful. So, anyway, Kilohertz charges immediately, but Punjab manages to get side on with Kilohertz, rams it into the wall, which seems to take the fight out of Kilohertz, and basically Punjab rams Kilohertz all around, does the old La Machine trick. Eventually Kilohertz does get one good hit with its axe.
Yeah, because he was just waiting for a good hit.
But and Punjab keeps missing its charges. So the result does go to a judge's decision, which is 9-0 on the side of Punjab.
Yeah. Because Kilohertz did kind of end this match kind of wedged up on the ramp area of the the kind of entrance.
Yep.
Which is something that, again, kind of comes into play a good couple of times during this this pay-per-view, is people trying to wedge their... Oh my god, I see it!
yes, he's seen it now. So, anyway...
Y2K dick.
So...
So it's a 9-0 victory to Punjar.
Hey guys, Alan here. I'm just taking a quick break from the podcast to let you know that if you are enjoying this podcast and you want to hear more, the whole archive is available either on your podcatcher of choice or on the Audio Boom website. Alternatively, if there is some other podcasts you would like to listen to between listening to us, there is a list published on the Robot Report of several of the most popular podcasts, a botcast list, as it's referred to on the website. We will have a link in the description of this podcast. So, on the botcast list at the Robot Report, it lists the podcast in question, a quick description about the podcast, and all the links that you can go onto to access their episodes. The podcasts that are listed include Behind the Bots, Extreme Scrutiny Club, Roasting Robots, Roboteers, Stand By, The Drop Zone, The Robocast, The Robot Wars History Podcast, The Shuntcast, and of course, Rise of the Robots. So if you check out that page, it will give you plenty of listening between now and your next episode of Rise of the Robots. Let's get back to the final part of this week's episode. So we then get to the semi-finals.
And let's face it, Killer Arts was pretty much dying.
Yep, so in the semi-finals, with the semi-final, we don't mention this. Obviously, we had the first round of the super heavyweights in between. So, Vlad the Impaler versus Rhino. Both robots look quite worn. They show Rhino getting its spike replaced. The robots charge in. Rhino manages to hit Vlad twice with the spike, which punctures the armor of Vlad the Impaler. Eventually, Vlad does get side on with Rhino and lifts Rhino up, slamming it into the wall. Rhino then starts to try to use the chain as a weapon. However, Vlad is able to turn over Rhino, who seems to be having major control issues by this point. Vlad then rams Rhino into the wall. It seems to go dead until Vlad slams into it again, and Rhino is just kind of crawling away by the end of it. Vlad pretty much saved the battle after early on looking like Rhino was in control.
Yeah.
And Vlad actually takes a 9-0 victory.
Like, 9-0, I think, is a bit steep.
Yes.
Like, definitely, arguably, because, you know, Rhino definitely did a lot of, like, damage, like, early on.
Yeah.
With the spike and everything, and as you see, he just kind of tired out towards the end, but other than that, I think if Rhino was able to hold on for those last, like, what, minute or so, like,
yep.
There might have been a good chance that Rhino could have, like, actually taken this away and changed the whole...
Absolutely.
The whole pay-per-view.
So, we then get on to the second semi-final, Voltark versus Punjab. I can wrote merch. This is going to be a contest of who can get underneath first.
Yeah, which it pretty much was.
The robots collide. Neela seemed to be getting underneath at first until Voltark gets side on to Punjab. Punjab does push Voltark into the wall. However, Voltark gets underneath and lifts Punjab on its flipper. Voltark basically gets stuck on the spikes. However, it does eventually basically dangle Punjab
over
the kill saws.
Very.
And you just see the kill saws come up over and just slice through the armor the whole time.
Oh, the armor is thin as anything.
And you actually
I think the inside, like, kind of robot
loose a wee bit.
Yeah, I think it's like it's all coming apart. And just the way that, like,
you actually hear the noise sometimes of just and you just see
it's quite grisly
of,
actually.
You actually see bits of punjars drop onto the floor. And unsurprisingly, Voltark takes a 9-0 victory.
There seems to be a lot of 9-0 victories here.
Though, that time it was absolutely.
Yeah, that was totally a complete Voltark victory.
And that leads us on to the grand final!
where we're going to crown a new world champion of the heavyweight division.
Who will be Ela?
Vlad the Impaler!
Or?
Voltark!
And definitely with these two have been the most impressive robots in the actual competition so far. Vlad gets underneath Voltark straight away. The two parts of Voltark separate when it's flipped over, which leaves Voltark unable to self-right.
Oh yeah, it was a very, very quick final. It was quite beautifully done as well.
And it is. It's domination from Vlad. And then eventually...
It goes the 3 minutes, pretty much.
Because what then happens is Vlad gets its spike dug right into the wheel of Voltark.
Yeah.
And does the same thing to Voltark that it did to Punjab.
Yep, just dangle it over the kill saws.
Which just tears shreds off it.
There is nothing you can do.
And Vlad dominates and wins the Bolt. Your first ever BattleBots pay-per-view champion. That's not the end of the show, however. Because the end of the entire pay-per-view is the Rumble match.
The biggest rumbly rumble of all time.
Which is just basically all the heavyweights in the ring.
Well, Biohazard, Blendo, Razor, Morris, Frenzy, Killers, Killua, Monster, Rhino, Slugger, Tazbot, Ronin, Namrico, 3000.
So, as with any rumble, it's kind of impossible to tell exactly what's happening. There's no commentary, which doesn't help.
It's very odd. Yeah, they just go like, well, that's us done for the night.
Look, Killer Hurts gets several massive hits on all the robots before it goes dead. One robot seems to just fall to pieces. Razor loses a wheel.
Ish.
Mortis gets flipped over at some point. Tazbot's flipped over by Biohazard. Biohazard turns over Blendo.
Blendo?
So Blendo were there, they just got beaten easily twice.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Not so unkillable now.
Yep.
And Biohazard wins the Rumble!
Of course, like it should have done.
And that brings us to the end of the BattleBots pay-per-view, 1999. Thank you very much for joining us for this season. Just genuinely on a side note, thank you so much to Grizz. Literally, he completely researched this season. He was able to find so much stuff that I couldn't have found if I wanted to. as well as getting an awesome interview with Andrew Lindsay.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. And as for everyone, we will see you next year. We're going to be switching over to Wednesdays for season 4, which is going to be the first season of BattleBots. So that will launch on Wednesday, January the 1st, 2020.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
So thank you very much for joining us, and
let's end this show the same way that BattleBots ended their pay-per-view. By me threatening to cut your balls off, and then you just start shouting Simpsons quotes at me for no reason.
I don't know any Simpsons quotes.
Don't!
Yeah, oh, we forgot about that. Yes, end of the show is someone threatening to castrate Y2K2.
And the fact that you've established that there's actually something there to castrate, and then the only thing that he has in rebuttal is to shout fucking Simpsons quotes at people.
Out of context, Simpsons quotes.
Yeah, don't, boy! Ah! Ugh, I hate Y2K2. I'm glad he never came back.
Anyway, see you in 2020, guys.
Love you.